Another U-turn, Prime Minister.
Boris Johnson has shown an uncanny ability to swat away criticism and sail unscathed through political storms. But his seemingly Teflon coating seems to be slipping in the face of an ongoing row about the outside interests of some of his own MPs. Wednesday's session of Prime Minister's Questions was a tempestuous affair.
Everybody else has apologised for him, but he won't apologise for himself. A coward, not a leader. Mr Speaker, when somebody in my party misbehaves, I kick them out. When somebody in his party misbehaves, he tries to get them off the hook.
What I think we need to do is to work together on the basis of the independent report by the Committee of Standards in Public Life to take things forward.
And the PM's attempt to turn the criticism back at the opposition fell foul of the Speaker.
Mr. Sit down, Prime Minister. I'm not going to be challenged. You may be the Prime Minister of this country, but in this House, I'm in charge, and we're going to put it off.
And that was just the start of it. After lunch, Johnson was subjected to intense questioning by members of Parliament's powerful liaison committee, among them Chris Bryant, the chairman of the very standards committee that Johnson had tried to replace. It's 2 weeks since the Prime Minister himself ignited this firestorm by launching an attempt to change parliamentary rules to save this man, his friend and fellow Conservative MP Owen Paterson. Paterson had earned more than $100,000 from his second job as a consultant for a healthcare company, which had then won big government contracts. There is currently no limit on the second jobs that an MP can take on. No limit in terms of the amount of money they can earn from those outside interests, nor in the amount of time that they can spend on them. But there is an outright ban on paid advocacy, despite the fact that the line becomes somewhat blurred when talking about defining what consultancy is. However, some campaigners believe the row over second jobs is distracting from a bigger issue. That is, how many potential breaches of ministerial standards actually go uninvestigated.
This is the really worrying part, and this goes to the heart of government. We actually need changes in legislation to address all of those areas, and that needs big, bold steps by government, far beyond what we're seeing in this current debate around MPs' second jobs.
Johnson has been forced onto the defensive. His Conservative MPs are in turmoil, and his opinion poll ratings are slipping. The one thing that does have cross-party consensus is the sense that Johnson has brought all this upon himself. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, Westminster.